This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every now and then we see a thread on Twitter that just kind of resonates, whether it's navigating the healthcare system or working parents dealing with their kindergartner's Valentine's party, or as today, working from home in the middle of a pandemic. Peter Martin's a reporter for Bloomberg News based in Beijing, so he's got some expertise on the aforementioned topic, also some advice on how to make it just a little less painful.
Tweet one. So you're going crazy under lockdown. I know the feeling. I've been in Beijing for the last 2 months. My housemate is away, and I'm thousands of miles away from my family. I have some thoughts on how to make lockdown better. They won't apply to everyone, but they ring true for me. Tweet two. No, things will get better. The first few weeks of lockdown felt pretty oppressive, but now I'm kind of used to it. Even if the lockdown goes on longer than expected, you'll get used to your new environment and likely grow more comfortable with your own company. Tweet three, have a routine. Fill it with stuff that makes you feel good. It might be home workouts, cooking, or learning something new. It might be a TV show that calms you. I've rewatched The Office and Parks and Rec. You'll get your work done, but don't let that become your only focus. Tweet four, be careful with technology. Seeing pictures and doing video calls with loved ones has made this whole experience much easier to deal with. Don't underestimate the difference between hearing someone say they're doing okay and seeing it with your own eyes. On the other hand, my social media feeds are full of anxiety-inducing outrage and doom-mongering. I need social media for work, but I've started logging out of Twitter when I'm done with my workday, and I'm limiting my time on Facebook. It helps. Tweet five. Appreciate little changes that improve your life. In my part of Beijing, so few people have been out on the streets that strangers now nod as they pass each other. It's a small thing, but it's kind of beautiful, and it reminds me of the small town in England where I grew up. Tweet six, don't hate yourself for not being constantly productive. We trick ourselves into thinking that all time at the office is well spent, but it's not. Your day at home will include idle moments, and that's okay. Even if it takes you to parts of YouTube that make you question your self-respect. Tweet seven, accept that you're stressed. You're worried about yourself, your family, your friends, the world, and there's a sense of fear lingering in the air. Don't try to talk yourself out of it. Tell your friends, write it down, meditate, exercise. Do whatever you need to do to deal with it. Tweet eight, talking of stress. Don't feel guilty that you're consumed with your own feelings when others like doctors, the elderly, or the socially isolated have it harder. Your stress is real too, and unless you deal with it properly, you won't be able to support others. Tweet nine. You're going to have off days when you just feel really crappy and sorry for yourself. That's okay. It would be kind of strange if you didn't. Take some time off, do nothing, relax. Write a line under the bad day when you're done and start a new one tomorrow. Tweet 10. Write to people you don't contact often enough and ask how they're doing. I was really touched when people did this for me. Others will appreciate it when you reach out. The social contact and sense of solidarity will probably make you feel good too. Tweet 11. Above all, be forgiving. We're all stressed. We all have different ways of coping. And we all experience moments when it's too much. If you or others don't live up to your usual standards, try to move on and get back to binge-watching your favorite crappy show.
That was Peter Martin. He's at Bloomberg News in Beijing. You can find him on Twitter at PeterMartin_PCM. And if you come across a thread you think might interest us, shoot it our way. You can get us at Marketplace on that website. You can get me at Kai Rizdahl. I'll spell it here because they make me. K-A-I-R-Y-S-S-D-A-L.